لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Further to our discussions, one or two examples so that it could impress upon us, inshallah, how valuable this month of Ramadan is. The one example, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali gave this very beautiful example, that if the government of a country, the Reserve Bank, have to make this announcement that the month of Ramadan is coming for the Muslims, and we will give each Muslim a money printing machine. You can print money on your own, but it's a manual machine, not you just press a button and it will press. You'll have to turn your hand to press here to print it. And every Muslim is given that machine. And it will only start working when the moon for Ramadan is established, that the moon has been sighted. And it will print all the notes, like in South Africa, a 200 rand note, 100, 50, 10, 20, all the notes it will print. And it will stop working when the moon is sighted, it's established that the moon has been seen for Eid, then it will stop working. And there is no tax on that also. It's 100% legal tender, and it's 100% above board. And it's only for Muslims, and it will work only in this time. So when a Muslim gets that machine, then for the news of the moon of Eid, he won't wait for a radio announcement or for other people. He'll keep 3-4 telephones ready, and he'll have friends throughout the country that whoever sights the moon, please inform me first, because then my machine will start working. At the moment it is for Ramzan moon, Eid, for Ramzan moon, we are not keen to get the news. For Eid moon, we are very keen. We're waiting for the news that the moon has been sighted for Eid. But for Ramzan, we are not. But when this money printing machine will be there, then we won't be keen then for Eid moon, we'll be keen for Ramzan moon. Because now the machine is going to start. And then when that machine will start printing, nobody will put it on 10 rand, 20, 50, 100, the biggest denomination. Everyone will put it on 200. And the whole family, the old granny of 80 years old, everyone, the children, everyone will get them ready. You have to print money. And don't stop, hold Ramzan. And then we can understand the attitude of buzurgs for Ramzan. They shouldn't find time to eat so that they don't even have to go to toilet, because they were just printing the real notes. Now for these notes, nobody will have time for desserts. Nobody will have time to make mashuras. Nobody will have time to do anything. All will be just printing one way. And the hand won't get sore also. Whole month you'll print, because your mind is controlling, your hand won't get sore also. You'll just be printing one way to get that money. We won't have time to waste for anything. This is that month Allah has given us. That year in this month, when a nafil becomes equal to a faraz becomes to 70 farais, and those 200 rand notes or whichever currency in whichever country, it will only help you in this dunya, no matter how many you print. And the whole family can print also. It will only help you in this dunya. When you leave this dunya, it won't help you anything whatsoever. But these notes of which Allah has given us, and the announcement is not from the government of South Africa or from any other government. It is from Allah's government, and not from the Reserve Bank. Allah himself, for this month of Ramadan, he has given us all that as soon as it's Ramzan, the value of ibadat and a'mal go so high. And then we can go acquire all this. And when the moon for Eid is sighted, it will stop printing now. So then every person will try to not get the news till as far as possible. Even if somebody wants to come and tell him that when he is now and he got the news that it's now Eid, then his machine will stop printing. He won't want anyone to tell him also. Nobody will want Ramzan must be 29 days. Everyone will want 30 days. And if it could be, we will say that the hadith say that if you know the value of Ramzan, you'll wish the whole year to be Ramzan. So you'll say, for me, I want the whole year to be Ramzan. Because it's only printing that notes only when it's Ramzan. But at the moment, we all will wish that Ramzan get finished by 29. So, because the value of amal we haven't got. So if a person understands that truly without any, and what is 200 rand note also? What is billions and trillions of rands and dollars also? It is absolutely nothing. When Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was going in his aeroplane, which Allah had given him long time, aeroplanes already in existence. And one person saw him, and what a aeroplane, what is a jumbo jet, nothing. What was the speed of that aeroplane? Wuduha shahru wa rawahuha shahr. One morning it did a distance of a month's journey. And one evening it did a distance of 1 month's journey. It didn't need any airport to land. It didn't need communication with the airport, which runway, etc. It didn't need a runway. Wherever he wanted to, he would land. And on there, all his army, the jinnat also, animals also, all are going on that aeroplane. So one mardi mu'min, a believing man, saw this. That Allahu Akbar, what Allah has given to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. What an aeroplane, what a favors Allah has done. He said, Subhanallah. And also, Sulaiman alayhi salam was blessed that without him having a satellite and what people are talking, that he gets informed, or that he have to tap into their telephones, the news reached him. This person has said, Subhanallah. He ordered the aeroplane to come land right by that person. Immediately it landed there. And then he asked him, what did you say? He thought, perhaps I've done something wrong. That what, he said, nothing. He said, no, what did you say? He didn't, if your telephone is tapped and you spoke against the government or you are doing some sinister plots or something, and the police come and pick you up and they inquire from you, so you get very, very worried. So he thought, I've done something wrong. So he said, I only said Subhanallah. He said, why? What is that? He said, in astonishment for what Allah. He said that all this year is nothing compared to that one Subhanallah of yours. All the things of this dunya, as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes, will come to an end, finish. But that Subhanallah, once the sawab of it is there, it never comes to an end. It will carry on and on. In Jannat, there will be shopping also. You'll have to pay for things also. But the selling, buying and selling of Jannat will be different from this dunya. Here in this dunya, if you go and buy something, it costs 50 rand, $50, 50 riyals. You have to pay the 50 riyals and you get your goods. In Jannat, you'll have to have the 50 riyals. But it won't be taken away from you, but you'll have to produce it. Like some countries have got for visa that you must have so much currency. You must show them, I've got so much currency. But they don't take your currency. Then they give you your visa. So for Jannat also, you'll have to have that currency. But because in Jannat you can't make more. This is the place to make your currency. There you can't go and work and increase your currency. Yeah, your money get finished, you work again, new month again, you start, you got your wages for the new month again. Jannat, what you have accumulated, yeah, it will stay forever. And the prices will be very expensive there. But you must have that currency to show. Then you'll be able to buy the things what are in Jannat. So that Subhanallah will convert into that currency of Akhirat. And it will last forever. So this is the time, and Ramzan is that period when we can accumulate our currency for akhirat. And as much as we want to, just one or two examples of the shopping of Jannat, there will be a shopping where there will be the forms of people. And whatever form you will like sometimes you like to be a bit slender and tall. Sometimes you like to be like a bodybuilder. Nice, hefty, big, strong man. You like to be like that. Sometimes people who are very white, they go to the beach and tan themselves. And those people who are dark use creams to make themselves light. So sometimes you want to be a bit dark, sometimes you want to be a bit light, sometimes a bit short, sometimes a bit tall, all different. Whichever form you like, you'll be made like that. Every day you can keep on changing also, but you'll have to pay, and the money will remain, but you'll need that currency there. Like here also, if you go for the facial uplift, you'll have to pay perhaps so much more money. You just have one panado, that is very cheap. You just have one panado, but to do a facial uplift or something, that how much you left. So in Jannat, all this will be done, but the currency we'll have to acquire. Yeah, and one of the greatest periods for that currency is the month of Ramadan, and in Ramadan, Juma again, and in Ramadan, Laylatul Qadr again. So this is the time to accumulate all our currency for akhirat. The other one beautiful example, a group of people, a jamaat, were walking. It was night time and it was a jungle, complete jungle, and they got lost in that jungle. While they were walking, they didn't take rest because they are lost, they want to reach their destination. All night they were walking. They came across a place where there were beautiful shining things shining at night, in the night in the jungle. So some of them thought, these are so beautiful stones, they're shining so beautiful. Let me take 2-3 of them. Somebody said, let me take 5-6. Somebody took 10-20. Other people said, we are lost also. We don't know our direction. And we must carry extra weight also. I'm not taking anything. Anyway, whoever wanted to take whatever amount, they took. And they carried on walking. By the morning, they came out by the village. They found a place where they were supposed to go. They reached there. When they reached that village, those people, they told them, see, we found this in the jungle. Yeah, we know about this. But it's such a dangerous place that nobody dares go near there also. And these are diamonds. The most valuable diamonds you can get. And they just lying on the ground. Anyone can pick them up. But you people were lost, you did not know you found. So now when they heard, oh, these are diamonds, and the best diamonds you can get in the world. So the person who picked up 1-2, how happy won't he be? But compared to the person who picked up 5-6, and the person who picked up 20-30, and the person who didn't pick up, how sad won't he be? So we are in this dangerous jungle of the world, where there are so many temptations and so much that you can get lost and you can get misguided. But we are walking this road, and finally we'll come out in the town, the day of Qiyamah. Then it will be shown that these amal, whatever you had done, your tilawat of the Quran Sharif, your zikr, your dua, your namazes, your abstaining from guna, not talking to anyone that I might fall into ghibat, controlling your gazes, everything which you had done, you will see the value. And the value of not doing will be greater than the value of doing. The value of staying away from sin is more than the value of committing the good. What Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, ittaqil maharim takun a'bad an-nas. Stay away from all haram things, and you will be counted amongst those that made the most ibadat. The sawab you'll get, the highest pay you will get, the person who stays away from guna. Which our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair used to say, that there is no business in this world, that there is no office, shop, factory, where the owner of the business tells to his workers, those who don't work will get the most wages. Can anyone say that in this world? That those who don't work, I'll give you the highest wages. Yeah, if you don't work, kaan pakar ke laat maarte hain. catch your ear and kick you out. You're not working for what are you here? You must work here. What work you mustn't do is you mustn't commit guna. Just stay away from guna and you get the most wages. So that, and even every ibadah, the value of it is much higher when a person is that person who does it, who doesn't commit guna. In a muttaqi, a person who has got taqwa, one is a person who commits gunas, and he makes namaz now, asr he made with us for example. And one person who stays away from guna, both made the same asr namaz beside the same imam. But the muttaqi's reward is much more greater than that person who commits gunas also. So this is that month that we can pick up as much as we want to. And yeah, we won't have to even carry the diamonds. Allah has appointed the malaika, they will carry it. Kiram and Katibin are writing it down, they keep it in record. You don't have to carry it also. Yeah, if you something which is very nice, you went to a foreign country, something which you like very much, but you say, I'm only allowed 22 kgs. I'm only allowed 25 kgs. I can't take more. I would really like to take more, but I can't take. And then you have to carry it everywhere, and you have to look after it. Yeah, your sawabs, the malaika will carry it for you. So this is that month that we can gain as much as we want to. So pick up as much as we want to. And don't look only to the small sawabs, look to the big sawabs. And the big sawabs, one is taqwa that a person has. Marifat of Allah. A person with marifat, a person who is a single person, not married. A married person's ibadat is much more valuable than a single person's ibadat. Because a married person has got lot other responsibilities also. From there we can understand that those, for example, one person is running a Darul Uloom, and another person is just an ustad there. Another person is just an alim doing his own thing. That responsibility of the Darul Uloom, that person's, for all his ibadat, the sawab is much more. Because he's got, like a married person, has got the worry of his wife, of his children that he has to see to. His sawab is much more greater. So every person according to the responsibility he's got, and still he's making Allah's ibadat, the other person makes the same ibadat, but this person's reward is much more greater. Then just like we know, like in schools, everywhere, workplace, you have the more degrees you have got according to dunya standards, the more higher position you get. And the higher position you get, the less work you do. For example, you're a teacher in a school. You are teaching all your subjects, your whole time is full. You have to mark books, you have to set exam papers, everything. Now you studied, you got a higher degree. Now you get promotion. Soon you become the head of the department. Now your work is gone less. Now you just oversee everyone. All the others are doing the hard work. You only oversee. But your wages is gone much more greater. So if we get the degrees of Iman, Marifat of Allah Ta'ala, and we make, one is a person who makes ibadat without Marifat. And the person who makes Marifat, there can be no comparison between the two. So much so, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali to say, a person with marifat of Allah is eating food, enjoying the best delicious food. And a person is making whole night tahajjud without marifat. This person with marifat is so much more higher. So these are the qualities that we should try and acquire when we have come here to this khanqa. Not only our ibadat, but marifat of Allah. Taqwa we must get. A person who is a mutawadi, who has got tawadu, his ibadat is much more valuable. A person who has got shukr in him, who makes shukr, the reward of his ibadat is much more greater. So much so, it comes clearly in the hadith, At-ta'imu shakir. A person who is eating, not faras rozas of Ramzan, nafil rozas. He is eating, but he's making shukr to Allah Ta'ala. He is kas-sa'imi sabir. He's like that person who is fasting and making sabr, which means he's feeling his roza. He's really angry. He's thirsty. He's feeling weak, but he's making sabr. So much sawab on days on shukr. So if we develop this value of shukr, we develop the value of sabr also, of tawadu, of marifat of Allah, our ibadat's value, we will be printing. What are 200 rand notes? It is trillions and billions of rands and of pounds of anything. It can never compare. So that great occasion Allah has given, let it sit in our heart, and we don't know whether we will get the next Ramzan also. Hey, this Ramadan, we don't know whether we will get iftari today also. Hey, let us appreciate and do as much as we can. And in here again, what intentions a person goes where you cannot imagine. A person, one time, Maulana Yusuf Saab Rahmatullah Ali, the son of Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali, made khutbah Jummah namaz. After that, his father Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali asked him, Yusuf, what niyat did you make? He said, khutbah sunnah, to make the khutbah, etc. So he said, had you made the niyat that Allah must convey this to all the people of the world, you should have got your sawab according to that. And if a person makes niyat when he makes a bayan, you're just sitting and talking with your wife at home, and your niyat, oh Allah, convey this to the people of the world till the day of Qiyamah. Yeah, you're just talking casually with your wife, but the sawab of it, you are getting as though you conveyed the message to all the people of the world. And till the day of Qiyamah, according to your niyat. And deen ala qadri al-uqul. Deen is according to the intelligence. And use the intelligence in the right way to make all these niyats. For example, we made wudu for a Hanafi. Niyat is not for us, wudu will be made. For a Shafi, yes, to make niyat, then it's wudu will be made. But if you just made niyat of wudu, you'll get that. Now if you made more, as many as you could, you made niyat. That I'm making this wudu in order that I can read Quran Sharif, I can read namaz, to be in a state of wudu which Allah loves. Then the person with wudu, malaika are making dua for him. How many niyats you can make? You can do shopping. You are earning your livelihood. You are working in a factory. You are working in an office, in a shop. Or you are the housewife, cooking her food, looking after the house. We do all this without niyat. According to how many niyats we make, so much sawab we will get. And in the month of Ramadan, according to our niyats, what won't be the sawab? So really this is a real, real season to acquire for our akhirah, where we're going to be forever. And also, don't be fooled that just to get into Jannah is sufficient for me. Just like we know many people from other countries migrate to other, many people come to South Africa from other countries, nearby countries. People go to Europe countries, go to America. Throughout the world is a phenomena. Australia, everywhere people are just going. And first worry of a person is to get in. And then when he's in, whether hook or crook, whether he do it legally or illegally, he wants to get in. When he's in, then now he's not satisfied, I'm in. Now I must get my papers must come right. Now he's worried about his papers. When his papers come right, he's not worried, he's staying in the squatters. He's staying somewhere just in some location or anywhere. Now he wants to move to the northern suburbs, to the southern suburbs, to the elite areas he wants to move. When he moves there, he's now not happy just that I got a plot, I got there. I want my house. When he gets a house, he's not just happy with that. I want it furnished also. Now I want a beautiful garden also. Now I want a swimming pool also. Now I want a tennis court also. All the time it's more. So Jannat also, the lowest point of Jannat, lowest, which will be 10 times the size of this dunya. And we cannot imagine. But you'll see the people on top. And you'll wish in dunya I could have done more. Why did I just stay there, right at the bottom? And the lowest point of Jannat, the lowest point will be like the squatters there. There are no squatters in Jannah, but compared to the highest stages of Jannah. Therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when you ask of Allah Jannah, don't only ask Jannah, ask Jannatul Firdaus. But we all just left it just to asking. We don't, the effort that we have to make also behind it, that we are not making. And nobody just asks for rosy and doesn't make the effort for rosy. Nobody just asks for shifa and doesn't make the effort. So the effort also. And this is the ideal occasion, the month of Ramadan. For that, amongst the many things which Allah has given us, one is Quran Sharif Allah has given us, which we had discussed. We will just discuss basically seven rites of the Quran Sharif. The rites of Quran Sharif are much more, but just seven rites of, so that this kitab that we have got, let us appreciate it. The one first is Iman bil Quran. We must have our iman that this is the Quran which Allah Ta'ala himself personal, and the Quran Sharif is not a creation of Allah. It is a sifat, a quality of Allah Ta'ala. And that Quran which is a sifat of Allah, Allah has given it to us. And he sent it, all the other books that were revealed, kitabs, the jinnat, they interfered, the shaitans interfered with it, and with the wording, etc. For this Quran Sharif, when it was revealed, Allah Ta'ala closed the doors of the jinnats reaching there and interfering with the revelation of the Quran Sharif. So the pure Quran Sharif, which Allah Ta'ala had revealed through Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, which came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that is what is bayna duffatain, between the two covers of the Quran which we have got today. And when Allah has declared, inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lahafidhun, and what inna, taqeed also, and authority also, in the plural, Allah is alone. But Allah says in the we, that Allah speaks with authority. A person in authority don't say I, he say we. And we are the ones definitely who are going to protect the Quran Sharif. So with that yaqeen, that this Quran Sharif that we have got is the Quran which was revealed by Allah Ta'ala. And Allah has protected it. There is no interference in the Quran Sharif. As we have iman on the whole Quran Sharif, it is also absolutely necessary that we have iman on every ayat and part of the Quran also. What does this mean? That, for example, the ayats about parda, hijab. Even if I'm weak and I don't observe parda, as a woman, as a man, I speak to women freely, but that is my weakness. But your iman must be that it is the command of Allah. And admit your weakness that I'm not observing the command. Don't try and take out explanations that no, there isn't any hijab rule in the Quran. This the Maulvis took out from their back pockets. What funny things they say, that because in the Arab countries, there were sand storms, so the woman had to put niqab because of the sands, the dust. So the man didn't need. So the man should also put niqab. If that was the illat, the cause of putting niqab, then the man also should have to put niqab. And all, what funny arguments, and regarded as heavy academic arguments people come out with. So we don't have to worry of our full iman. The same way with regard to inheritance, the laws of inheritance, it must be our iman. These are the laws of Allah, and they are the most perfect. What happens whenever there is an inheritance case, a person who will get more according to Islamic law, then he becomes the top Muslim at that time. That we have to do everything according to Shariat. That for what are the muftis? We must ask them. We must respect the muftis. We must follow what they say. And a person who is getting more according to the law of the land, then he says, no, we have to go according to the law of the land. So our iman must be, even if a person does wrong and he takes a bigger share by going to the courts, etc. But your iman in your heart, you must know I've done wrong. And what Allah has revealed, that is the law. Then, for example, the laws of capital punishment, of cutting of hands, stoning to death, etc. This also our iman, that this is Allah's law and this is the perfect thing. If I cannot practice it, it's my weakness. I accept my weakness. But our iman must be on everything. Today, how many Muslims are writing that this is, na'uzu billah, barbarism, to the cutting of hands, etc. Where does a person's iman remains if he regards the laws of Allah as barbarism? That it is inhuman, etc. Now, the laws of Allah, that iman. So, iman on the whole Quran that was revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and iman on every part of the Quran Sharif. Understanding, we have to see that I get the proper understanding. And then have proper iman on the whole Quran. That is the first right of the Quran. And we should work on this and make dua to Allah Ta'ala that Allah gives us that iman on the Quran Sharif. The second is, because today we don't realize how we get influenced. Yeah, in an environment like this, it is easy to accept. But then you are caught up with your friends in a social gathering, and you're the only one with a topi, with a beard, and you got this ideas. All the others got different ideas. You get washed away. Either you keep quiet or you nod your head with whatever they are saying, and you are accepting what they are saying. That is where you are tested. First of all, we should try and avoid such places if we can. Make a positive input. Don't go in. Your iman is at risk there. And if you can make a positive input, then you go and you try and win them over. But otherwise, be more stronger. Try and get 3-4 people who have got these ideas so that you can dominate in that discussion, etc. Otherwise, your iman is at stake. How many ulama, they cannot speak also at such times. The people who always empty vessels make the biggest noise. So these people who got no knowledge of Deen, they make a big noise and they carry on like they big doctors of Islam. And what that they know about Islam, they can't read one ayat correctly also. They don't know the translation of anything. They forget the meaning, even the translation they don't know. But they carry on like big allamas. So at such a time, if you are alone and you are weak, you can be over, their arguments can influence you. So a person, and especially as ulama also, if you go to many of our students get influenced with this. We go to a masjid where there are Salafis there, where there are Shias there, where there are modernists, which is very common, and they want intermingling of the women. They must also come to masjid. They want all other funny things to be taking place there. And if you are not strong, you get pressurized. Either you give in to them or you just keep quiet. So these are dangerous situations. So this environment, yeah, we are in a protected environment. But when you go outside, is a different. At the Kaaf now, 30 days we are in the Khanqa, is a different environment. But when you face that environment, then you see what predicaments, and there are students, mashallah, who are here. Maulana Muhammad Chaudhry is always concerned what we have to face there in America. Everywhere where you are outside the masjid, it's a different environment. So that iman of ours must be, and for that zikr, regular ma'amulats are necessary, and contact with one sheikh is necessary. That is what will help a person. The second right of the Quran Sharif is muhabbat-e Quran and azmat-e Quran. The love of the Quran Sharif and the respect and honor of the Quran Sharif. The love of the Quran, one of the duties of a mother, Muslim mother, amongst many other duties is, she must inculcate in her children the love of the Quran Sharif. The love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the love of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu, who are the Sayyids. And the Quran Sharif's love must be created in the child. The mother must explain. Today, mothers, fathers, we give much more importance to maths, etc., to extra studies, to languages, to all other things. Quran, we don't know importance. The love of the Quran is not in the child. So the love of the Quran Sharif, that is also a thing which we have to, and make dua to Allah. Allah blesses us with the love of the Quran. We all know what is love, but to define it, perhaps anybody can define what is love in words. Love is not a matter of words, it's a matter of love. And only love can tell the story of love. So, which our Sheikh says, Dil kehti hai muhabbat ki kahani. The heart tells the story of the love. So the love of the Quran, seeing us, how much have we got love of Quran Sharif? Whether we, how, what attach, and love is a thing, you think of your beloved all the time. You don't want to hurt your beloved in the least way. You humble yourself in front of your beloved. For the Quran Sharif, who of us has got that feeling for the Quran Sharif? Who the thought of the Quran, we make tilawah. Well and good, alhamdulillah. May Allah. But that love of the Quran Sharif, that is a haq of the Quran. That we must have the love of the Quran Sharif. That a person loves it. We go, for example, we know children also. We were moving one's house from one place to another and packing the bags, everything. When we opened the bags, we saw the, my children, Abdullah Qari, Abdullah, and them were small little children. When we opened, the first thing, their toys came out. Because they got love for their toys, little children. So they made sure our toys go in. So if you're traveling, are you making sure you take your Quran Sharif with? The masala of carrying Quran Sharif, that is a different. But to have your Quran with you. How much of us have got that love of the Quran Sharif? That is also a quality that we have to develop. And then this love is not love how you like your friends. And you talk anyhow with your friends. You are not particular of the words, which also we should be careful. Familiarity breeds contempt. When you become too free, even with your wife, and you speak anyhow with your wife, but sometimes she's just not in the mood, and what you tell her every day, she just laughs it off. One day you get her hopping mad. Why did you tell me that? And she marches out from the room, and she's angry, finished, you can't make her happy. 2 weeks you have to suffer that ordeal, till she cools down now. So you don't know when she gets, what upsets, what triggers her, and now she's cross, and now you just can't make her happy. Whatever you try, you can't make her happy. So this is, so that azmat must be there. For Quran Sharif, never ever just treat, like give the Quran just with one hand. Try as far as possible, give it with two hands. Take it with two hands. That respect adab of the Quran Sharif. Amongst the adab of the Quran Sharif, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, like the king, he can only sit on the throne. He mustn't sit on any other chair. That's his place, the throne. And on the throne, nobody else must sit. That's the place of the king. No minister, nobody else is allowed to sit on the throne. So the Quran Sharif's throne is the rahel. The rahel that we have, not a desk. The rahel is the throne of the Quran Sharif. And only the Quran you must keep on the rahel. For kitabs, keep it on a desk. But on the rahel must be only Quran Sharif. And many places still, masjids, many towns, countries, they have got this ihtimam. In the Haramain Sharifain, they have got the rahel there all the time for Quran Sharif, not desks. This Quran Sharif, they've got the rahel. So that is one. Amongst the love and the azmat, respect of the Quran Sharif, is that you don't leave it naked, you cover it. When we were born as babies, we were not left naked. They put clothes on us. So cover the Quran Sharif. And once it is covered, we wear clothes. We don't go and live under the trees. We stay in houses. So put the Quran Sharif also in its house, the Juzdan. That is the house of the Quran Sharif. Don't just leave it like that outside. Put it in the Juzdan. And then again, the clothes that we wore when we were born, we don't wear it whole life. We take them off regularly, wash them, and then wear them again. So the Juzdan, the cover of the Quran Sharif, at regular intervals, we should wash it also. And then that water of the Juzdan and the cover of the Quran Sharif, it shouldn't let be allowed to go with the normal water which goes with the sewage. All the filth, the muck and dirt, all goes in that water. Whether it's down from your basin, but it meets up with the muck of the toilet. In the sewage pipe, all goes together. So don't let that water. Try, if you can, wash it in a dish. And that water, sprinkle it in your house. It's a barakat, a great barakat in that. If you can't, well, put it in the garden. Pour that water in the garden. So azmat of the Quran, love of the Quran, is a quality that we have to develop also. also. And also, like many masjids, still there are the Quran Sharifs in the racks, etc. If you open, if you see, very, very untidy. And some places torn Quran Sharifs, haphazard, it shows there isn't real deen in that town. That they haven't got that a level of respect of the Quran Sharif. Fortunate, and mashallah, our certain friends, they made this effort. Qari Rafiq and them, they went, they with their own money, bought covers, went to masjids, put covers on the Quran Sharifs, etc., and pegged them. If we, like we have our Tabligh Jamaat going from masjid to masjid, if we can make a Jamaat to go from town to town, masjid to masjid, just to go and peg the Quran Sharifs. Your position away, the Allah's Kalam, Bishar Hafi Rahmatullah Ali, what a great buzur, very great buzur. And how did he become? One day, before he was a buzur, he was like a drunkard, alcoholic. But he is in that state of his, a piece of paper on which Quran was written or Bismillah was written. And in that state of he was intoxicated. He said that, Allah's Kalam, how can it lie on the ground, in the dirt? He took it, he cleaned it, he brought it home, put some atar, put it in a high place. He respected Allah's Quran, Allah's Kalam. Allah Ta'ala gave him respect in the world till the day of Qiyamah. And in Jannah forever, Allah raised this position. So if we will, the Quran Sharif, the Kalam of Allah, we will respect it, honor it, make love to it, Allah will make love to us. Allah will give us respect. So that is very important also, the Quran Sharif. So whether it is at home also, the Quran Sharifs, how they are kept also. In the masjids, how they are kept. In the madrasas, how they are kept. This is very, very, Maulana Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when he used to visit a madrasa, amongst his normal procedures was, he will go to the classes where Quran Sharif is being taught. And usually the Nazara, Quran Sharif, Hifz, this is regarded as elementary. Dora Hadith is now there, the high, the top. So he would go and see what carpet the madrasa people have put for this for Nazara, for Quran Sharif. And then he will go and see Darul Hadith. Usually, what the best carpets, you get new carpets, goes to Dora Hadith. And then goes to the classes. And then the lowest, which are now old, they will come to the Nazara, to the small children. He said, for the Quran Sharif, you have to have the best. This is Allah's Kalam. Quran, we all know, is higher than Hadith also. But in practice, we give Dora Hadith higher position than what we give to Quran Sharif. So Quran Sharif is very important. Develop this. And this is very brief, I'm saying it. Much more there is in it. Then the third right of the Quran Sharif, which is the right of the Quran, Ta'allum-e Quran, to learn the Quran Sharif. And the Ta'allum, the learning of the Quran, is from the cradle to the grave. Whole life a person must learn. And the learning first is we will learn the huruf, the alphabets, and then to pronounce them correctly also. Don't pronounce, Arabic is a very sensitive language. Eh? Like for example, if you type in an address, email address, and instead of small letters, you put capital letters. It won't take it, it's sensitive to it. It has to be the right letters. Like that, the Arabic is also very sensitive. For example, there is one word in Arabic, qalbun, heart. Now if the imam making dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka qalban khashya, a frightened heart, a heart that has got fear of yours. And very close to qaf is kaf. And many in your communities, we don't make a difference between the two. Now if the imam reads, makes dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka qalban khashya, I'm asking for you, for a frightened dog. And everyone is saying Ameen. And everyone is sitting with a frightened dog. It won't even do security for you. You have to feed the dog and look after it. And you're sitting with a frightened dog. What's the use? So therefore, very, very important. It must be the pronunciation. One of the duas that was read perhaps this morning or so, Wahassin Farji. And protect, fortify my private parts, that I don't commit any guna. Now instead of a sword, a person reads a seen there. Eh? What will happen there? So very important that our makharij, that also we have to learn. The rules of tajweed. Then you get those rules which beautify the reading of the Quran. Everyone is not satisfied with the basics. Eh? Whatever, you give your child the basic phone, perhaps he's not happy, he accepts it. But then he demands demands now with more features. All the time we want to upgrade. Our car we get, now we want to upgrade all the time. We want to have mags now. Now we want to have this. Now we want to have that. Everything. So beautify the Quran. How much do we give time to beautify our Quran, to learn? Just to know Quran. And even if you become the best Qari, Maulana Abrar al-Haqsab rahmatullahi alayhi, when he visited our country many years ago, one of our students, my brother-in-law Maulana Abbas Ali, used to read very beautiful Quran. Maulana was very happy. When he came back here, he said, I want to test you again. Because rust comes over. Or if you don't practice, the best Qari, if he doesn't practice also, the best Hafiz doesn't look after his Quran. Many students we know. Therefore, in the madrasa, yeah, we have the first period is for Quran Sharif. Many students who are jayyid, good Hafiz, they became alim 6-7 years when in Deoband we were studying, and they never read Quran Sharif 6-7 years. Only all the kitabs. After that, they forgot the Quran Sharif also. So even your qiraat, the rules also, and even the mode of reading, if it's not polished. So Hazrat Mahabrar Raksab, listen to him again. He said, you need little brushing up again. Because this thing, so the Quran is to be learned all the time. And don't be only satisfied that we can read Quran. The least we can do, we are making namaz for 40, 50 years. Till today, Idha zulzilatil ardu zilzalaha. We can't make the translation. 50 years we reading the surah in the namaz. The other surah, what is before that? Wal adiyat. One of our ustads told that nowadays, alhamdulillah, there isn't that problem of debates. Otherwise, it was very common amongst ulama to debate. So he says, if you want to debate with an alim, first thing, you put a condition, we must know Arabic. And to test one another, translate wal-adiyati dhabhan, the surah. And you'll see a maulana has got problems in translating that surah. But we, all of us, whether we maulana or not maulana, that we are reading the surahs in our namazes, at least know what we are reading. So to learn Quran, ta'allum of Quran is a haq of the Quran. And it's a lifelong mission. Till the end we must carry on reading. Then after having learned the Quran, tilawat al-Quran, which want to give much more stress on the recitation of the Quran in the month of Ramadan, and even after, and make resolutions also. And don't make resolutions at the end of Ramadan. Because end of Ramadan, we see many of the brothers come meet us Zohar time. That after Maghrib, we're going immediately. We won't have chance to make salam also. So where are you going to make resolutions then? Everyone is prepared. They don't want to eat food. They don't want to take the food parcel also. They just want to move. Everyone wants to move. Once the Eid moon is sighted, is a different mood. That 30 days mood is gone down the drain. Now is a new mood again, new world. So then where are you going to make resolutions from now? And don't bite too big also. That I'm going to read every day one Quran, I'm going to make khatam. So I'm going to reasonable. And before we should advise one supara, but from the weakness that we see, no, people can't manage one supara. What we advise for males, 3-4 pages a day. Khair hafiz, alim must do more. One supara at least. But the ordinary person, read 3-4 pages. And for women folk, quarter supara. Because certain days they can't read. So you can make at least one khatam in the year. Ask ourselves, who are sitting here, we are here, we got more concern, that's why we have come here. Other people are not interested. So how much Quran Sharif are we reading a day? Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri Damat Barakatum says, in India, ulama who are teaching Bukhari and Muslim, no Quran Sharif tilawat in their lives. One friend of ours, he was the Amir of a Jamaat, 40 day Jamaat in Ramzan. And then he came and he was crying to me. He says, I encourage the brothers to read Quran Sharif. 40 days they didn't even touch the Quran Sharif. So Quran Sharif, how important is it, the tilawat of Quran Sharif? And make your resolutions that I'm going to learn Quran, that I'm going to go and read every day. I will read. Read little bit in the house, read in the car also, read in your bus. Everywhere make Quran Sharif alive. The enemy, their full effort is to take us out. All their laws at schools and in India, we see, they should have madrasa after Fajr. Now they brought the school day earlier. We should have a school till 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. worked out. Afternoon should be madrasa. Now they made the school day longer here. All the time these enemies are making effort. So the learning of the Quran goes out of us and the teaching of the Quran. So that is very, very important, the Quran Sharif. Tilawat of Quran Sharif. Then the most important, and for what the Quran is in one aspect, amal bil Quran, to make amal. Not just to know the Quran, you're the best qari, you're the best alim, you're the best mufassir, you what tafsir you make, but the thing is the amal on the Quran. How much of Quran do we make amal upon? That also we should analyze and see. Yeah, is our namaz like that namaz which Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ That we, those mu'minin gained success, who got khushu, khudu, concentration in their namaz. Or are we that namaz that وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاتِ قَامُوا كُسَالَ. Like the munafiq, when they don't want to lazily, asr in the last moment they make, or fajr the last moment they make, lazily, like force. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاتِ قَامُوا كُسَالَ يُرَاؤُونَ النَّاسِ, just to show people that I made namaz. وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And in that namaz, no thought of Allah. Just like a fowl pecking at the food, up and down, up and down, salam, finish. Last we come in the masjid, up and down, back again to town, back again to business again. Our namaz should not be like that. So the Quran also make our resolutions now. That my whole life, not only Ramzan, is only a training place, but whole life. So tilawat amal bil Quran, and after that ta'aleem Quran, to teach the Quran. That is also the right of the Quran, not only of hafizab and maulisab in the madrasa, but each individual we must teach Quran Sharif. Today we sit with our children, we say with the homework I have to sit. Now exam times I have to sit, the mother says, the father says, mother is very busy, I have to sit with the children. We never hear that anyone say I have to sit with the children for Quran Sharif, that I have to teach them, which is the main, the government gazette. We want to know what new laws are passed for import, for export, what business we are doing, we want to know. But the laws of Allah, that we are not. So the ta'lim of the Quran, to teach Quran Sharif. And the ustad in the madrasa is only doing us a favor. It is the parents' duty, and Allah will question the parents, that did you teach your children Quran Sharif or not. The ustad is doing us a favor that he is taken, we paying him, etc. And what are we paying also? But whatever it is, in any case, he's doing us a favor. It is our duty as parents that we see that our children know Quran, that the love of Quran be in them, and that they know Quran. And Allahu Akbar. I've seen with my eyes one person, he's passed away now, Haji Yusuf Rawat of Reunion. With my eyes I saw many times, he's so wealthy, he was so wealthy. If you say he owned a half of Reunion, it's not an exaggeration. And politically he had such a position that the president of France invited him once and honored him and gave him some whatever it was, conferred something of such a person. But every night after Maghrib till Isha, he sits with his children, grandchildren, a whole big jamaat in St. Denis the masjid outside, he would sit and he would teach them. Then here in one place above Mombasa, I'm forgetting that place's name. Yeah, here? Malindi. There is one place there, Arab Sheikh Muhammad. Also, if you say he owns half of the town or almost the whole town, wherever we were going, this petrol station belongs to him. This block of flats belong to him. This belongs to him. And what? That this filling station, waqaf for this masjid is running. This block of the supermarket, waqaf for orphan children. But after Maghrib, he sits with his children and grandchildren. Personally, a man who is so rich, and but he's sitting with... So we should take lesson. We should sit with our children. And today is a condition, many of us, we learn Quran Sharif. Those days there was no tajweed, no makharij, nothing. Now we learn, make the excuse of teaching them, but learn from them. When they will be reading, you will be learning from your children. Today the children's reading, mashallah, their makharij is so good. Those days there was nothing like makharij and tajweed or anything. Anyway, you just read Quran Sharif. So learn from your So make our houses a madrasa with ta'aleem of Quran. And the seventh rite of the Quran, tabligh Quran. That is, propagate the Quran Sharif. The teachings of the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif itself, this mashallah, my son Qari Abdullah, from Qari Ismail's time, they made this anjuman, this organization, Sautul Quran. And amongst that many places where they haven't seen a Quran Sharif, they distribute Quran Sharifs to those places. Northern Mozambique is almost 90% Muslim. But unfortunately, everything is very weak there. Dunya also, Deen also. There are those people that haven't seen a Quran Sharif in their life. My Ustad, Maulana Ibrahim Niasab, they've got a lot of madrasas running there. When they went there and they took their personal Quran Sharifs to make tilawat. This also very few people do. Otherwise, when we go and suffer, Quran is one side. We don't think that I have to make tilawat and that I have to read. So anyway, so there they took their personal. Those people asked them for their, they say, we haven't seen a Quran in our lives. That few Qurans they had, those who took their personal, they gave it to them. The others also came. No more, there isn't. They said, let us touch the hand that touched the Quran Sharif. Those people respect, honor it so much. And today we got 20 Quran Sharifs in our houses. We don't read it. That same place, Maulana Ibrahim Mia Sahab, the Ahmed Barakatum explained, once he saw in the jungles, the grass growing so high, husband and wife walking. Husband is teaching the wife Quran as they are walking. That little bit what he knew, he's teaching his wife. How much do we teach our wives? We don't have any time to sit with our wives also. Even ordinarily, today we are, everyone, wife is too busy, husband is too busy, but for Quran Sharif, for Deen, we should sit also. So these are few, this Ramzan, make this Quran, put it to our sine se lagalo. The Quran, put it to your heart. And keep it in your heart. And not only till Eid's day, even in Etikaf, how many of us we still not reading Quran Sharif properly? Where there is an environment, you've gone in Jamaat, those who are gone for Hajj, Umrah, how many Quran Sharifs? MashaAllah, people read a lot of Quran Sharif in the Haram. But ask yourself, do I read? When I go, how much of Quran Sharif do I read in the Haramain when I go for Umrah? How much of Quran Sharif I read in Ramzan, out of Ramzan? Quran is the word of Allah. Allah is the king of all. The word of Allah is the king of all speech. We got more importance for jokes that we read. For political, for sports, scores in sports. We are in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. We worried about sports. We are worried of the politics of our country. And Quran Sharif, we haven't got time to read. May Allah give us tawfiq. This is the month that to engage ourselves in this and make it part of our lives. Like we love our children, they're part of my heart. You love your business, your whatever, it's part of you. Make Quran Sharif part of us. May Allah give us tawfiq to put our hearts fully into Quran Sharif. And Allah will, in a Hadith Sharif, that Hazrat Umar's riwayat, Inna Allah yarfa'u bihadha al-kitab aqwama. By this kitab, Allah raises nations. Wa bihi yada'u akharin. And those who don't have time for Quran, throw it one side, have no respect, no time for Quran Sharif, Allah drops those people. Our rising and falling is not by material, by university education. While we're having a lot of money and businesses and we got the economy in our hands, the Muslims rise and fall is complete different standards. It is by the Quran that we have, Deen that we have got. Every nation's rise and fall is different. You have a jet that can fly at what speed in the air, but now you get 12 oxen to pull the jet. Where will you know the value of the jet? There you have to put jet fuel. And don't go and give jet fuel to the oxen, that they'll also fly like that. There you have to give them grass. So our thing is Deen. Our thing is not dunya. But today we think that if you give the jet or grass to eat, you put in its tank grass, the jet will fly. No, but those dunya things, our jet can't fly. Our jet will fly with jet fuel. And that is what Deen, Quran Sharif, sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fikr of akhirat, with that our jet will fly. May Allah give us this understanding. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.